I know we're in the middle of October, but yes. It's time for, or at least getting ready for, the Tyler Wilcox Memorial Guns and Hoses Blood Drive. Joining me this morning from Life Serve is Abby Arnenson. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. It's nice to meet you officially.
Absolutely. So, now we were talking off air that, of course, the Guns and Hoses Blood Drive is the early part of December.
Yep.
But if folks want to donate during that time, eligibility dates really start a couple of weeks ahead of time.
Yeah, so that's one thing that we hear a lot. You know, all of the first responders that make up the committee that put this blood drive, wonderful blood drive, on, is they run into people in the community and they're like, oh, I wish I would have known. I just donated. I donated in November and I'm not eligible. And so we've really had to start pushing our message farther back. And so for people that are regular blood donors, the last time that you could have donated whole blood is October 8th, and you're still eligible. And then for people that do donate doubles, which is our automated procedure, that was August 13th. So if you donated doubles on August 13th or before, you're fine for Guns and Hoses. And for whole blood, if you donated October 8th or before, then you're fine. And so I know that for first-time donors, which we love our first-time donors, and that is one thing this blood drive has saved and helped so many patients. So many patients. But the other thing that it's done is it's introduced blood donation. Like we were talking off air, it's really introduced blood donation to people that have never donated blood before. And that is one thing that we always strive to do. So if people have questions, they can go to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Or if you just go to the internet and you just put in LifeServe Tyler Wilcox, it'll take you right to our page. But with a lot of questions that people have about donating blood is you have to be at least 16 years of age. When you're 16 and 17, you need a signed parental consent form that very first time. You need to weigh 110 pounds. You need to be healthy. If you're on antibiotics, when we're here for Guns and Hoses, that's okay. Catch us at our donor center later. If you have a cold, catch us later. But we were talking off air, so many people think that they can't donate when they actually can.
And you mentioned all the eligibility, and I know you guys just opened that new facility
we
up
did.
There on the north end of town.
Yeah.
Really, for an area this size, it's interesting to see that we have our own blood bank right here in the capital city.
Yeah, it is. And as somebody, I have so much pride for, you know, all around the state and what I do. Blood donors, they're less than 3% of the population, but they are my favorite people. And one of my favorite areas is Pierre in Fort Pierre. And I've been coming here for, my gosh, 17 years now. And it really, for everybody around here, you have such amazing, loyal donors. And so the first step was to open up our donor center. And it's long overdue because you have such a high percentage of the population that donates blood here. And then we also have the ability there to have blood on hand in case of an emergency. And so right now in Pierre, it's better. We've got blood will come from Mitchell and Aberdeen when it's needed. And every 14 days, we bring in fresh blood to the hospital. But on emergencies, it's coming from there. So our first step in all of this was the donor center to make it easier for donors to donate. And then we have the ability to hold on to blood if a massive snowstorm, for example.
Well, and of course, you also mentioned, or a lot of folks, when we think blood donation, we're thinking, okay, crash victims, emergency surgeries, but really, blood donations help more than just that.
It is. And people always ask, we always think that, okay, when something bad happens, we're going to go and donate. Unfortunately, that's just not the way of the world, because it takes us 2.5 days after somebody donates to make sure that it's safe. We run, I think it's now 16 tests on blood to make sure it's safe to give to a patient. And so that takes 2.5 days before what you donate can make it to the shelf. So it's blood that is already on the shelf that saves lives. And if you go to our website, we put out there every day. We update our current blood supply. So ideally, it would be fantastic if we had a 4 to 5 day supply of every blood type on hand. And unfortunately, if you go look at it, most days I wake up and I look at it. It's the first thing I look at every morning, and it's like, oh, okay, we have less than a 1 day supply, less than a 2 day supply. And so those are those things that keep me motivated and keep me out there, you know, preaching the gospel of blood donation, is that it really takes so many people to make sure that it is on the shelf when it's needed most.
Well, and for those that are maybe not as familiar with the Tyler Wilcox story, give us a little bit of a background on how this Memorial Blood Drive started 21 years ago.
Yeah, it's just, it truly is, and it's, I don't even know if you know, that it's won a national award, you know, Blood Drive of the Year. And it was right before the world shut down for COVID, and Joe Meligan and I went to Washington to accept the award for this blood drive. It truly is special. And what happened was Tyler Wilcox, local Fort Pierce, Stanley County kid, and he ended up developing cancer. I can never pronounce it. But he ended up developing cancer, and through his battle, they realized the importance of blood donation, because he had, oh my gosh, how many surgeries, and so many surgeries, and used over 252 units of blood is what Jerry Wilcox and I figured out one time. And it was Tyler himself that had the wherewithal, as you're sick and you're fighting for your life, to say, hey, mom, hey, dad, can we hold a blood drive to kind of pay back everything that I've done? And so his dad at the time was a volunteer firefighter in Fort Pierce and went to the fire station. And he said, hey, could we do this, guys? And unfortunately, Tyler passed away before the very first blood drive. And that very first blood drive, they collected 56 units and of blood, which is amazing. But you look, and it's just morphed into this wonderful thing where the community and all the first responders take Tyler's, again, how can you be fighting for your life and want to pay it back? And that one question, I always write it down. So right now, because of Tyler asking that one question, we've collected over 5,222 units of blood and almost 1,000 first-time donors, all because Tyler asked that question.
And that's really helping over 15,000 lives. Yeah. I mean, you can find the full story on this blood drive on the LifeServe website.
Yeah.
But if folks have questions or they want to get involved with either this blood drive, or maybe they're outside the area but still want to donate, where can they find more information?
Yeah, no, we're very fortunate that we live where we do in the Midwest, and I always affectionately, people call it flyover country. I'm so glad I live in flyover country, and we have a much higher percentage of people that donate than the national average. And so if you go to LifeServe, our website, and you can put in your zip code. So if people, we were talking about it, we're in Gettysburg today. We were just in Millbrink. We're going to be in Mobridge in a couple of weeks. And so we're all over, because we're the largest blood supplier in the state of South Dakota. And we have 41 hospitals that we provide blood to. And chances are, in your area, we will be coming, and you can donate blood. And then we've got donor centers in Aberdeen, Mitchell, Pierre, and Yankton.
Again, talking with Abby Arnenson with LifeServe, of course, we're talking about the 21st annual Tyler Wilcox Memorial Blood Drive happening December 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Yeah.
So coming up quick. And again, more details and eligibility information at LifeServe.org. Abby, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us and helping us spread the mission.
Absolutely. Looking forward to talking. We're going to talk with Tyler's mom next month. And, of course, then we'll do all of our big events.
Oh, you have no idea what's coming your way the first day.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy fun.
Yes.
So, again, talking with Abby here on People in Your Neighborhood. You can find previous editions and episodes of People in Your Neighborhood online at drgnews.com and the DRG News app, where you can also find all of the information for blood drives going on in the area by going to the community calendar. We'll check weather next.